say that you see enough. First, I want to thank the sponsors of the Chabura. Rabbi Rachmani Lezecha Nishmas, his father Avinoam Ben Chaim, was sponsoring the whole Tochnit, Mitzvah Hashem, for the coming years. Bez Hashem, he's not able to come this morning. He had to be at work. Hopefully he'll be here next week with his brother, and we're going to be able to give a name to the Chabura in addition to the Chabura. Says about Tzadik Lekovet, his father, Zichron Levracha. Also, I want to thank Menachem Levitz and the Schus of Kedusha of Shimon and Yehuda and Shmuel and Shaul going the right way with all of our children together with Sunday and Sun Sekiyah.
Amen.
I want to remind the Eidlum of something very, very important that's coming up. Tomorrow night, not tonight. I thought I was going to say that. Tomorrow night, Ramatul Zilber is going to be here. It's a tremendous chus for us. And those who have been here in the past know that it's not just the Torah that he says. It's to be in the Dalet Amos of such a tzaddik, and that he wants to be here with us. And it's important. It's important to come, and especially the chevra that come to this chabur are very sensitive to what Ramatul is talking about. We're learning his Torah right now. So tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, it has to be prompt. I mean, he's very good with that. With his mind, I mean, from Borough Park, it's not 8, so maybe 5 if 8, but it's been very, very prompt. And then we'll have Marv right afterwards, Mr. Shem, whatever, 10 to 9, 9 o'clock, we'll have Marv. But everybody should try to come and to tell Chevra to come. It's a very important thing to see such a person, to be a tzaddik that's coming here to be with us. It's a covet that we gain from it so much. Everybody should try to be mishtat. I want to thank Rabbi Yeshua Rubinstein for always making these arrangements for us. Okay, let's learn. We're on page Dalet of Ramatul's Maimer, which has so many important yesaidis. And what we're up to is this. We're talking about how we see that there are certain mitzvahs. And the emesis in Panemius, I was talking about this a little bit last week, that it's by every mitzvah. That every mitzvah is a whole world. It's a whole universe. And when you put that particular mitzvah or that aveira under the magnifying glass, and you look at it in a deep way, you realize that all of Yiddishkeit is somehow connected to this. All of Yiddishkeit is flowing from this particular mitzvah, or the anti-Yiddishkeit from that aveira, and yet there are certain mitzvahs and certain aveiras that Chazal singled out as being the yesaidas of Kol HaTorah Kula. We're talking about Emunah and Kedusha. And in order to explain this, Ramatul takes the Aveira of Chil Hashem, where we see where the Rambam himself, the Gemara and the Rambam speak about Chil Hashem in such a strong way, that the regular Chilukei Kapara, the regular means of achieving Kapara, when it comes to even the most serious Aveiras, when it comes to Chil Hashem, They don't work. All of them together work, but only Misa, only death, could bring to a complete kapara for Chil Hashem. And Ramatul will explain this. That's what we're going to learn today. And by means of understanding this, then we could shift over to the sugya of Shmiras HaBris and to understand what happens when a person is poigame in the Bris. Like, why is that so serious, that the whole Torah seems to be standing on this inyan, and we feel that our very existence as Jews and our davening and our learning and everything is somehow connected to this inyan of Yosef HaTzadik. So we just started. We're on the bottom of the right hand column on page Dalet. Ubir ha'inyan hu. It's the chaymer of Pagam HaBris. So he's explaining through the inyan of Chil Hashem by giving a moshul that will make it very easy for us to understand. But remember, the whole point is not to just shake us up and to scare us. That's also important, Yos Ayinish. But the ikur is to realize that the feet, the chaymer of this pagam, according to the seriousness of this pagam, of the damage that we cause, that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us unbelievable ways to fix this in a real, deep, healthy, normal way, filled with simcha, not the chalila, not with fasting, and not with rolling in the snow and a thousand other ways of torturing ourselves, but in ways that are doable for our generation. But we need to understand what the pagam is. So Biur HaInyan Hu, on page Dalad, there's a way to put it onto the. You have it on the phone. Is that being? Oh, okay. But Biur HaInyan Hu behektim. Dehina yeshnam chatoy meshar einu shalem hu bekach asher hanichshol behem yored mar diagoso hakademus shom va mechilas kadem achay. There are some averus that have. It's been revealed to us through Chazal that the punishment, the ikar punishment of these averus, if a person fails in these areas, is that he is demoted. It's the same way you have a person that he has a certain position. Let's say at work. He's running a whole department at work. And he's a very, very chashuv. And he has like 100 people that are under him. And he's the rosh of that department in the firm. And then because of certain things that he hasn't been doing well, so he's taken down from that position. He's not thrown out of the firm, but he's no longer the rosh of that department. It's a very, very painful thing. People that go through this know that it hurts a lot, and you see the same people that you were in charge of, that now you're one of them, you're no longer Barash. It's very hurtful, it's very painful. But there is such a thing, that a person goes down, that a person steps down from the madrega that he was on before, Kadem Achayt. V'mitchila ha'ya nechshav ka'adam gadol, that before that mistake was made, before that chayt, He had the status of an Adam Gadol. He had the status of a great person, of an Adam Gadol. Hine la'achra chayt, hine nofel m'madrigasa. And as a result of the chayt, he's been demoted. He's no longer in charge. He's no longer an Adam Gadol. V'hine nechshav ki Adam Katan. Instead of being an Adam Gadol, he's now considered to be an Adam Katan, a kleiner mensch, a small person. V'he'inyan hu. Dine kol Talmud Chacham v'adam gadol eino nechshav kadam prati la'atzmo. A Talmud Chacham, a great person, is never ever somebody that just is to himself. As much as he might run away from the tzibur, as much as he tries to hide, as much as he would like to think of himself as being just another Jew, but elihina nechshav b'teres adam shekazeh, a Talmud Chacham and Adam Gadol is a person from whom Hashem's light is shining in the world in the strongest way. Therefore, we understand that there are special dinim that are related to a Talmud Chacham. Akadekar, that you all know the Chazal say that if a Talmud Chacham, Yeshel Revav al Bigdrevi, has a little stain on his clothing. In other words, even if he's a little bit unpresentable by a normal person, no, but by an Adam Gadol, Since he's the Or of Hashem in this world in the strongest way, and all of Kavod HaTorah and all Kedushas HaTorah and Gili Kvod Malchus Hashem comes to the Talmud Chacham, the Talmud Chacham's clothing are unbecoming. It's a very, very big pagam in the Talmud Chacham. It's a big pagam in the whole Malchus. And the Talmud Chacham is walking around like that. Or if a Talmud Chacham, it could be that one person says a certain kind of a joke and everybody else laughs. But if a Talmud Chacham or an Adam Gadol would say that joke, everybody's very, very shocked and very upset about it. So you could ask, but objectively, it's funny, no? The same way that if you see there a lot of people, you're in the park someplace, and you see there a lot of people that are laughing, and you ask somebody there, what's going on? And they say, there's a shayt over here making narishkeit, right? A shayt that's making all kinds of shtuzim. So you also want to have a good laugh, and you look over there, and it's your kid, right? So then all of a sudden, it's not so funny. And you want all the people to go away. They said, it's not objectively funny. He's doing the terrorist business. It's your kid. It's not funny. The Talmud Chacham is the Bnei Shalom Zinyan in the world. An Adam Gadol. An Adam Gadol doesn't conduct himself in a respectable way. If there's something that's not erlich with money, or there's something that doesn't look right with personal covet, v'chulu v'chulu, it's not like a regular person. Everybody understands that. It's pashut. The whole Kedushah is a Torah. The whole covenant Torah is to this person. He's like a representative, an ambassador of Kutcher Brichu in this world. That's what the Talmud Chacham is. That's what the Olam Gadol is. We each are. Of course, we all are. But especially the Talmud Chacham. That's the captain. That's the head. Uchmamuna al-kach, ashral yodo yizgala kvera Torah. And he was appointed from Shemayim. And that's why he felt that somehow stirring within him when he was younger in his learning and his davening and all what he was doing, that he was appointed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu as one of those rare individuals in the generation from whom, in the strongest way, the covet of Torah is revealed. Therefore, when you're looking at the tzaddik, at the Talmud Chacham, at the great person, you don't see him simply as Rabbi so-and-so, as that individual. You don't see him as an individual. The same way that you and I, vis-a-vis the world, each one of us, if you were walking this street, you wear a yarmulke, each one of us is like an Adam Godel in the world, right? And to the eyes of the world, each one of us is carrying the Shem Hashem in this world. So when a guy sees you or me walking in the street with the yarmulke, they don't look at that person as Mr. So-and-so. They look at that as Am Yisrael. As Am Yisrael. For better, for worse, that's how they look at it. They look, you're wearing a yarmulke, it's Am Yisrael. Doesn't make a difference how big it is, how small a Jew's walking in the street, it's Am Yisrael. It's not about the individual person. Elokol Maisa Shu Aisa, Harizim Esparish, Be'ene Haroim, Kemaisi Hanasi Mitzadat Torah Shabba. Everything that the Talmud Chacham does is an extension of the Torah that's within him. So when a boy sees that the Rebbe, who to him is somebody that he idolizes as being a Talmud Chacham, when the boy sees that his Rebbe is doing something that seems to be a stira, a contradiction to what the Rebbe is teaching, it causes a churban in the child. Mamish a churban. Because to him, that Rebbe is the embodiment of Torah. And when the Rebbe speaks, it's the Torah speaking. And when the Rebbe does something, it's Hashem doing something. So the Rebbe is, God forbid, nasty. Or if the Rebbe is a balashon har. Or if the Rebbe is silly or something like that, or unfair. So then to the child, that's what the Torah is. And over time, children, in a very, very subtle way, sometimes it's not so subtle, but usually in a subtle way, that over the years, when they meet enough of these characters who represent to them Yiddishkeit, and it could be their own fathers or mothers, and they meet enough of these characters, so then the conclusion is very clear, is that the Torah is something which is not, it's not kedai. Yiddishkeit is not kedai. Yiddishkeit, and not only that, but then they see somebody that has no shaykh as the Torah, and talks in a bekavadika way, and acts in a nice way, and treats people in a way that's dignified and respectful, mm-hmm. and termateila. This is a chilasha, the inyan chilasha. So the person that's the Adam Gadol, again, it could be somebody that's mamish an Adam Gadol, or vis-a-vis the others, the Rebbe in the classroom, the father in the house, is an Adam Gadol. Kid watches the father. Every kid watches every single thing the father says, does. The kid, every one of the kids, their mom is watching everything. And to them, we are the embodiment of Kavanah Torah. And if we sit at the Shabbos table and we knock this and we talk about that and it's an Irish kite and act in a certain way, so then, even though you might say a disclaimer, you might say to the kid, listen, Maisha, I want to tell you something. I try to be a nice, firm Jew, but not everything I do, you should look, don't take everything from me, don't take everything from me. Your grandfather's better, or look at, read a book about Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach or something. Don't take your Yiddish guy from your father. It makes no difference, you can make that speech all the time, and it sounds like you're very humble, he takes his Yiddish guy from you. Or, sometimes it's a fascinating thing that we see a lot of now, where he completely discounts you altogether and becomes like crazy from you, even though you're not. He goes, in other words, he said he writes off his father at some point like that. Nah, this is not it. And then it's something else or somebody else that's it. So there are a lot of interesting things that are going on. We have parents that are altogether not shomer mitzvahs. Bechlal not shomer mitzvahs. In a certain way, that's less confusing. Not that I'm recommending that anybody gives up his Yiddish guy for the kid. But in certain ways, it's less confusing for the kid. So that's my parents are not, you see that it was Bali Tshuva. My parents are not religious. They never went to Yeshiva. What do they know? They're good people. They have good meetings. They're nice people. They're not religious. Okay, but he doesn't take his cues from Torah, what the Baruch Shalom is from his parents. He knows not to. He understands that they're not godly people. They're good people, but they're not godly people. They're not carrying around Torah's Moshe. So it's much less confusing for many of the Balei Teshuva. You see, many of them become big people, and then it's an easier way for them because the Adam Godel for that Balei Teshuva is an Adam Godel, somebody else. Moshe Rabbeinu came, you have just nice parents, and they're trying their best, but their parents are filled with all kinds of inconsistencies and contradictions, and the kid doesn't know what to make of them. I don't know what to make of my parents. Like, what's the story with these people? And the parents say, no, we're not the best Jews that we could be. We're hoping that you'll be a better Jew. That's not how it works. You know, because as much as you say that, and you mean it, that you're not, don't look up to me. You know, I'm a good ball player, but don't look up to me for Yiddishkeit. You understand? As much as you say that, your child doesn't see you as just yourself. The same way that we don't see an Adam Godel as being a person to himself. He's a person of Am Yisrael. And your kid sees you as being a person that represents Am Yisrael. And a guy sees each and every one of us as Am Yisrael. That's just how it is. The same way you have somebody that works for the king, he represents the Malchus. Every single thing that person does, it's seen as being something which is coming from the Malchus. even though the guy says, no, right now I'm not doing anything for the Malchus. I'm just a private citizen. And he changes from his official uniform and he's wearing like regular clothing. He says, I'm right now not Malchus Dick. It makes no difference. Since he works for the Melech, every single thing that this guy does, they think is Malchus Dick. Right, everything he does is Malchus. So if you hear him speaking in a way that's inappropriate, so then they'll say, you're not embarrassed, you're a Sar HaMelech, you're not embarrassed to talk that way. So he says, no, that's only during the day, that's not bad. But at night, I'm not working in the palace. Makes sense. Same way, our kids, they're on us 24 hours, they're watching 7 days a week. You can't say, I'm off, it's Chol HaMoed, or I'm off for Yontif, I'm off because it's just, whatever, it's like not that it's other Aleph or something. It doesn't work like that. But a kid, it's every single second, you're Malchus. To him, you're Malchus. There's no such thing that you could say, right now I'm not working for the Melech. It doesn't work like that. Every single second it's Malchus. So the kid sees you looking at something that's not, or he sees that you're. So then he doesn't understand, how could that be? That's the Malchus? So then they start to look at the Malchus as being funny. Because that's how they identify the Malchus, through us. The Memunim Elo Hem Shlucha Malchus. Because the people that work for the king, they're the Shlucha of the king. Therefore, whatever this guy does, the shliach of the king, that works with the king, everything he does is considered to be a shlichus from the king. Even though he says, I'm just doing this myself. It's just a private thing. I'm not doing this for the melech. It doesn't make a difference. So if this memuna does, if this guy that works with the king does an avla, he's dishonest, he does something terrible, then people are not saying, this guy, whatever, Moshe Kapaya that works for the king, that he did as Moshe Kapaya, that he did an avla. He did a bad thing. They don't say that. V'ichu Hashem b'davar, is he to be blamed? Ela yoimu ki ha-malchus Hashem b'davar. The Malchus, the whole Malchus is guilty. That's how people are. And there's a reason that Hashem Zbach made us in that way. The whole Malchus is messed up. If there could be such a person, the whole Malchus is messed up, right? The whole Malchus is a mess. The Mamuna ze yeshla achrayas, lisa lov is kvayda Malchus. Because this Mamuna, this guy that works for the Malchus, he has an achrayas, he carries upon himself the whole covet of the Malchus. V'shuv b'chol ma'isav, ein ma'ashimim b'oisai, therefore with everything he does, they don't blame him personally. Hela es mashalchav. He's blamed. The Malchus is blamed. It's not. The Malchus is being blamed. That's what happens to the kid that switches from his Rebbe to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from his father or mother to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't know exactly when that happens, but that at some point there's that transition from it's just a personal issue that my father has to it being a much larger problem with the Yiddishkeit Bechlal. Well, there's a personal problem that my Rebbe has that he might be lacking in me this Tarvis, to from there to start to see that there's something lacking altogether in Yiddishkeit. That there's a conversation that I've, a painful conversation I've had over the years so many times, that there'll be a girl and the girl is going out with somebody that's not Jewish, and the parents ask me to have a talk, and I try talking to her, and she says that I'm going out for 10 years and I've never met such a fine and nice guy like the guy that I'm dating. And that whenever I hear that, and it hasn't been once, it's been a number of times. First of all, I say that you're dating the wrong Jews. I know what pool is that you're getting these guys from. That you have such a bad impression of boys. But then, you know, when I'm saying those words, there's something inside of me remembering some of the guys that my daughter's dated. You know what I'm saying? So it's not so posh. But then I go into phase base of the conversation, which is the pnimius of the yid. You know, then you have to go into that conversation that if you marry this guy, you're going to find out 2 years from now that he's a big anti-Semite. He's going to end up beating you. But if you marry, I don't say it like that fast. But if you marry the Jew, then even though on the outside he looks like he's not such a gevaldik, but you'll see he's gevaldik. Because that's the etzem of who he is, which is true. But it doesn't mean it always comes out like this, and doesn't always come out like that. It's uncomfortable. These conversations are very uncomfortable. It's a terrible chil Hashem. You take out a girl, a bocher takes out a girl and doesn't treat her nicely, doesn't open the door, doesn't speak respectfully, doesn't come in. I told you I had this guy that's got one of my daughters. He comes into the house. I never met him before. He comes into the house, he sits on the couch, and he puts his yarmulke like this. And he goes like this. That's how he came to the house. Guy, highly recommended. I spoke to 3 Rosh Yeshivas. He's a Gevaldik. He's like this, like leaning back on the couch. Yeah. That's how he's answering me. Yeah. Yeah. And my wife and I looking at each other. I didn't want my daughter to meet this guy. I just wanted to say, yeah, the door's right there. So, but it wasn't not to be Mivayashim, so they went out. But it's a chil Hashem. His mom is a chil Hashem. That a Jewish girl should think badly about Jewish boys. It's a terrible, terrible chil Hashem. And vice versa. It's a terrible, terrible chil Hashem. There's a kavod malchus. A bocher doesn't treat a girl nice, doesn't talk nice, isn't respectful. Even if it's not a shidduch, but you don't talk respectfully. You don't take to a nice place. There was a girl years ago that she told me that she's going out with a guy. He picked her up and they were driving. They're supposed to go someplace, and he said in the middle of the date, "I don't think this is shaykh," and he took her back home and dropped her off. And she was crying for 2 days after that. In other words, he came to the decision: it's not kedai to spend for 2 sodas in a hotel lobby for this girl. It's not kedai. He said, "I don't think it's shaykh," and he drops her off at home. It's the bizyoinus. Where's the kavod malchus? Kavod malchus. It's chil Hashem. People think it's only a chil Hashem when we do these, when we act up in the street. It's a chil Hashem. Because it's not just Adam Pliny. Then this girl starts to think, yeah, all the guys from that yeshiva. I've heard this. That's yeah. I don't want to date anybody from that yeshiva. Because she met one boy from that yeshiva, she already passes the whole yeshiva. She shouldn't do that. Because God forbid, that's not true. They're good boys. But there's a teva like that. So you could say, well, she shouldn't be like that, but there's a teva that's like that. So then the boys from that yeshiva, they already have a reputation. I mean, a reputation. How many boys do you know from that yeshiva? I heard from my Chai and I heard from Bela, and this yeshiva, that's how they are. How did it be? All the boys of that type ended up in that Beis HaMadrash. But it's a special yeshiva for people that don't have derech eretz. It's a special yeshiva like that. How did it happen, such a thing? So this is the Indian of Chil Hashem. Again, which in Chumash, you don't see the punishment was Chil Hashem. Such a big thing. Then he called Ish Yisrael Eina Nechshav Ka'adam Prati La'atzma. Because every Jew, vis-a-vis the world, is not an Adam Prati. It's not just you, it's just not yourself. Elihina Nechshav Keshliach Shel Kavod Shamayim. Every Jew is a Shliach Shel Kavod Shamayim. V'olav Mutal Achrayis Shel Kavod Shamayim. And there, each one of us has an achrayis of kavod shemaim in this world. We don't think of ourselves like that. That's what I was talking about yesterday in the drush a little bit. Where does Haman come from? Haman comes because from Shaul HaMelech, because he didn't kill Agag, right? And that night, so the whole ma'aseh with Agag. So Haman comes from that in Nineveh, that Shaul didn't kill Agag, which we're going to lay in the Haftarah next Shabbos. So that's where Haman comes from. So you remember what the Navi says to Shaul? Im katan ata beinecha, remember? Im katan ata beinecha, roi shivte Yisrael ata. Im katan ata beinecha. Even though you might be small in your own eyes, roi shivte Yisrael ata. Because Shaul HaMelech was the most humble Jew, right? Remember, he was nechbal akelim. Shaul HaMelech was hiding from any godless. He was such a humble person, a humble person. But what happened with that humility was such that on his madrega, he didn't think of himself as representing the Malchus. And that's what Shmuel told him. In Kotan Ate Beinecha, you see yourself as what? As just Tama nobody? Reish Shivte Yisrael Ata. You are the leader of the tribes of the Jewish people. Reish Shivte Yisrael Ata. Because that's what we talked about yesterday. That's how the tzaddik sees with the tzaddik's eyes. Reish Shivte Yisrael Ata. What are you making yourself into a nobody? And that's what Ramatl is explaining. Every Jew carries upon himself an achrayis of kavod shamayim. An achrayis of kavod shamayim. How a person dresses, how a person talks, especially you're working in an office someplace, how you talk, how you look, what you say, how you conduct yourself. Do you conduct yourself with an edelkeit, or are you pushy, or are you noisy, or are you loud? Every single thing, it's Am Yisrael. As much as you say, I'm not, don't judge the Jewish people by me, I'm not a good way to judge my entire people. Although, that's how it is. V'im Yehudi Charedi Eno Noeg Karoi, and if they see a Jew that looks like he's a God-fearing Jew, he's a religious person, the way he dresses and so on, Le'omri Ki'odan Ploni Zelonoha Karoi, and he's not acting right, they're not going to say that this guy doesn't act right. It's already a whole thing on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She'odom charedi huzeh, because he's a religious guy, he's an Orthodox Jew. V'natzig shokol yahadis charedis, and he's a representative of all Orthodox Jews. Natzig shel haTorah. He's a representative of kol haTorah kul, of all of Klal Yisrael, and all of Torah. Natzig shel kavod shamayim. And therefore, a Jew has to carry upon himself that beauty, the yakrus, the value of what? Of kavod shamayim, and how he conducts himself. And if he's seen as being somebody who's failing, either in terms of erlichkeit, or being somebody that's ethical and that's well behaved and well mannered, whatever it is. Allah has come of a kavu. Mamish does something that's an avla. He mistreats an employee. He talks to somebody. He talks down to somebody. It's a chil Hashem. Chilu kvay shamayim. It's not just a private little thing that you did. Umikavin shekain hina b'derach klal. Now, listen carefully. When Ramatl, the Marshal is Gevaldik. It's not just the Marshal. The Marshal is also an Himshal, but it will take us into the sugi that we're in. So Ramatl says that the first thing to do with a guy like this is you got to take him down from that position. In other words, you can't represent the king. Because you are presenting a false impression of the Malchus. You are not synchronized with the Melech, and your behavior is inconsistent with what the Malchus wants. Therefore, you have to be taken down. You need to be taken down. As the reason she asked him, she read al simitafkido. Gets fired. He gets fired. If it's really bad, he gets thrown out of the place altogether. But to begin with, he gets fired. Or he gets not fired, but he gets demoted or something, and maybe he has to get fired. This is not even Baturis Einish. It could be that what he did for a private person is nothing that's so terrible as a private person, as a citizen. It's not even Baturis Einish. That's why we see that the Inyan is not the Ik is not the Einish. It's not a matter of punishment. It's El Hare Zeba B'derech Mimela. It happens B'derech Mimela. Shrei Kol Bal Tafkid Haba Mitam HaMalchus. Every person who works for the king has to be faithful to what? Has to be faithful to the objectives of the kingdom, of the king, and to the covenant of the Malchus. And all that comes with that responsibility. V'im hu mo'al b'tafkido, and if he was mo'al in his tafkid, in other words, if he betrayed that responsibility, he was inconsistent and he did not live up to that responsibility. V'loy noho karoi, and he did not behave in a proper way. V'aydezen eschalol kvayda malchus. It's a terrible chilul kvayda malchus. And this is especially now because now it's so easy with the computer and all of these things with people that they put things on there and that they. And the chatting or the blogging and different things and it's bizyonis and they think because it's not direct to anybody and they're putting something up, a picture of themselves, bizyon, kavod malchus, that a Jew goes in such a way, presents himself to people in such a way that what are you talking about? Why are you putting this out? Who are you talking to? What are you doing? It was never possible in such a way to make such a bichel Hashem in a second like now. You press one button, there's a chil Hashem, thousands of people. It used to be you had a small oilam, you know what I'm saying? You know, chil Hashem is a smaller oilam. You can make a chil Hashem. You press a button, it's a chil Hashem. You put this picture of yourself, and you have some kind of a thing you wanted to tell. You have your 1 minute clip you want to put on. Did you run that by a big person? Do you understand what you're saying? Do you know that when people look at that, their ears turn red, and it's a bizyonis for you and for the whole malchus of Hashem? You're standing there with the yarmulke and you're saying you're ha'ora on life. Who made you into the Rosh Kol B'nei Agoyla that you already put yourself up to start saying ha'oras to the world? That you see this now, every yokel puts himself onto a thing and he makes a drusha to the Welt. He's saying like, this is my message to the Jewish people. What's your message and who are you? You represent the Jewish people. Who made you into representative of the Jewish people? Who made you into representative is very simple. You bought a computer, you bought yourself a computer, and you know how to do that. And then all of a sudden you made like this, and you have got that, and you press a button, and all of a sudden you're saying diburim that represent the Jewish people. You stand there with a yarmulke, and you make some sort of a ha'ara, and this ha'ara has nothing to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nothing to do, you think that you're saving maybe the whole world, you're saving the Jewish people. And who, what, where? Who are you? What are you saying? B'chlal. It's a pachad. Mechal Shem Hashem in front of thousands of people. And then you send one to the other. You make a crack, you make a joke, you send one to the other. It's a pachad. I think about it every single time. And I've made plenty of mistakes, and I cry about it plenty, to say things that shouldn't be said. And then how do you take back the chetz, the arrow after we're shot? It's scary. It's mamish scary. It was never like this before. It was never like, you couldn't hurt so many people in one shot. You know? Maybe if you like singing, in Yankee Stadium, the Star Spangled Banner or something like that, you know, where you're in front of 60,000 people. But Stam, you couldn't. How many people could a person reach? And now you could. And now this kaseda. People are putting up things on the internet. They're putting themselves on the internet, and they're going there with a certain gaiva, and they're saying like they're Inyan, and what? And then everybody sees this as Kilo. This is the Malchus that's talking. Why? Because he's wearing yarmulke. So he puts a disclaimer. I'm an Amar, it's Midrash, it's Midrabban. I'm a Rosh Marusha. I'm a Pagan Babris. I have all kinds of tzaras. However, I want to tell you my message. First, where's the Anivas? But besides that, but despite all of my problems, I'm now going to share with the entire Jewish world and anybody else in the world that wants to see this, a message. And this message is on behalf of God. I'm speaking on behalf of God. Was there ever such a thing? And what happens to the Malchus when you do that? What happens to the Malchus when you do that? You make a cheshbon, and you can laugh. You say, okay, I shouldn't have said that. Yes, now what do you do? I shouldn't have said that. So what do you do? How many things never happened to you that you said something or you wrote something when you were younger, and then when you look back later on, your ears turn red? And you said, no, it wasn't really me. I was stupid. I was young. Yeah. So now we're not stupid. Now we're not young. Until the last day of your life, you're young until the next day, right? And the things that you said yesterday, you're going to regret. And now it's not like you said something just to your wife or to your kids, which is bad enough. You said to the whole world. It's an amazing thing how people get up and say, hear ye, all mankind. I, so-and-so, the son of so-and-so, I have this great deep truth to share with you. And then he says something that's so idiotic, you can't believe he said it. And then what happens to that? It's covered in malchus. This is what we're living in. It's a pachad. Before you open your mouth and you say something on that, it's a pachad. Where it goes and how it's sent and who sees it and what impression do people get when they see it? And you think that this is your message of inspiration? Do you know that it might be hurting other people in a very deep way? Your message of inspiration? Who knows? It's a pachad. So what he's saying is, the result of that is that the person was mo'el b'tafkido, so he's fired from that job. You're not my representative. Who? I didn't make you into my representative. Or if you were l'chadchila, you were mo'el in the tafkid. You didn't conduct yourself in a proper way. Being that person who was representing me, you didn't conduct yourself in the proper way. V'chinami. What's the punishment, so to speak, of Chil Hashem? That if until now you were a person that you were carrying around, Malchus of Hashem, and you were held up as being a Nitzig, an ambassador of Yushalayim Shalmala, of Kavod Hashem, and that every single thing that you said, and everything that you did was nageh to all oilemis, to all worlds above and below. You were considered to be an adam gadol. Hine imumal begadlusay zayis, and if you betrayed this, and you misrepresented this godless, the garam b'maisav l'chil Hashem, and you caused the chil Hashem, as I loichim imenu godlessu, then they take from you that godless. It's taken away from you. And you're no longer considered to be a person that carries the achrayas of Kavod Shemayim. Is what the Svarim explain. That your diburim, your tefillas, and your avoda are demoted and no longer have the kind of power and strength that they had to reach the highest idleness as they did in the past. Now, it could be in the eyes of the world, as long as you're wearing the amagi and the sign, it doesn't make a difference. They still see you as a representative. But in the deepest, deepest way, it's not the same. Even though, as I said a second ago, in this world, you're still wearing the amagi, so you're still a representative of Kavod Shemayim. Gami kan v'hali, even after the chalasha. Mikomakom lamaila ein okein. The sad thing is that lamaila ain't okay. The mile above, it's ain't okay. Ain't okay. It's like, you know, you're like you have this position that's called like Rabbi Emeritus, you know that? Mm-hmm. Please make sure that if I lose my mind and I have dementia, chasfram, don't do that to me, okay? Don't do that. Don't make me like a Rabbi Emeritus or anything at some point. The Indian of that Indian of being like Khalil, that you should be like a Jew Emeritus. You know, that means that you still want to carry the covet of the position. Of the everybody knows it. That's not like you're not. You know, it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything. It's the covet. You want to have the covet. They put you in a nice chair, and it says on it, you know, Rabbi Emeritus or President Emeritus or whatever it is. And you sit and you have all, and they give you covet and so on. It's all it makes bigger bizyanis. And the inyan is, of course, that lamala lamala is and the lo klum, the shum davar. It's just a matter of a pathetic cover that a person wants in this world. It means nothing. I'm not saying that about God forbid, about every rabbi that they call rabbi emeritus. I'm just saying as a marshal. It doesn't mean chas v'chalila. They're fine, wonderful people. I'm just saying, as a marshal, it doesn't mean anything. Lamala means that there's no inyan anymore. Like in England, they make a whole big thing about what if this prince, you know, scratches his forehead and the princess says you're a shaita, then already the whole world starts to fall apart. And when they make a chasna, I mean, years ago, when there was that big wedding with she's no longer alive, what's her name, Diana, and she's when they made that chasna, so I was in the bungalow at that time, we were in Monticello. That's a long time ago. I was the bungalow in Monticello. There were buses of Hasidic women that were coming to watch television. You know, they didn't have any televisions by that. There had a couple of people by us, too. Only a few that had televisions by us, too. But what was going on with these ladies? They were marching there, oh boy, to see what? Kavod HaMalchus. What's for HaMalchus this? What kind of HaMalchus is? The Indian, there's an Indian in Tumah of HaMalek to take something that's Choshev and to show that it's not Choshev, right? That's the Indian of HaMalek in Tumah. Let's honest. And how do you use that koyach of leitzanis and kedusha of Amalek? So when that tzaddikim says that you see something that like the whole world is going crazy about, and you say, nah, this is. What is it? It's nothing. It's nothing. A princess and a prince, malchus. That's a princess. That's a prince. That's a malchus. But so even though lamala, it's nothing from nothing. What does it mean to be a prince of England? You and I have better jobs than that, for sure. Not even a shayla. I don't mean in terms of panosa. But in terms of chshivas, what kind of job is that? It's not a job. Lamala means nothing. Lamala doesn't mean anything. Lamala, it's dumb. It's an imitation of some kind of a malchus. It doesn't mean anything. It used to be that the king of England was a chashiva thing. Now it doesn't mean anything. It's all just a king emeritus, prince emeritus, princess emeritus. It doesn't mean anything. But the whole world sees that there's still thinks that there's still a malchus. So you have such a thing in the world. You have so we have where lo aleinu, a Jew, his koyach in the elyonim is demoted a lot, is taken down, and he's still going like, you know, like a keilu with all of the covet of the malchus. Mikomakom lamayla ain't okay. There is such a thing that lamalo ain't okay. Doesn't mean that Hashem doesn't love him. It's just Hashem loves him. It doesn't mean he can't do tshuva. It doesn't mean he can't fix everything in a second. He can. But for right now, you are not able to have that job that you had in the past. You can't represent me the way you did in the past. People think that you're still a representative. Okay, the King of England is also seen as a representative of something. But he's not. The Rabbi Emeritus looks like he does something. He's not. He just sits in a chair and he looks like he's something. It's nothing. The Talmud Chacham Shenanoi Karoi Gorim Lakach Asher Hayet Sahar Yizgar B'Chol Olmes B'Yomikhe Talmud Chacham Chota Lakach Ma'iridim Ma'isam Gadlusa. So even though he's still a Talmud Chacham and he's still saying a fancy shir and people still saying, oh wow, it's a great shir, but Lamala Lamala ain't okay. It's not. And his words are not reaching, and his avoid and his tefillas are not what they were. The Shuv Ein Adam Ze Omid Ba'Oisay Geder Sheomad Ba. And now his ma'isim are not nogim b'chol ha'olamis the way that they were. Until he does shuv. So now what we're going to continue with Be'ez Hashem next week is Rav Maltel takes this dugma of something that doesn't seem to be like the worst and the punishment, but it is, makes such a kilkul. And he'll help us to understand what the inyan is of Pagam HaBris. What's the inyan of Pagam HaBris, Pagam HaEmunah, Pagam HaBris, Kedush, and Emunah, what the Pagam is, and why that's something which is not a matter of the punishment. It's that a person loses the strength that he had, loses the koiches that he had, loses that image that he had with Lamala. Even though Lamate looks the same, but Lamala, something has been affected, has been changed, and how it could be brought back, keharef ayin. Once we understand what the inyan is, we could also learn Be'ez Hashem with all the tikkun amar. So Mishnah will continue next.